The chief financial officer of Cardinal Innovations Healthcare left the same day that an audit was released that's critical of how the behavioral health organization compensates top executives. WFAE's Alex Olgan reports.
Cardinal's general counsel, Chuck Hollowell, would not say whether CFO James Otterberg resigned or was fired. He did read a short prepared statement.
James Otterberg left Cardinal Innovations on October 2nd to pursue a position closer to his family in Greensboro, and we wish him well.
Hollowell also wouldn't say if Otterberg took advantage of a severance package that was the subject of a critical state audit released that same day. The audit revealed the severance packages of Cardinal's CEO and 10 other employees include 2 to 3 years of salary and health care. Otterberg's employee contract is not public record, so the specifics of his severance package are not known. North Carolina's 6 other regional behavioral health care organizations don't have severance packages for employees other than the CEO. Charlotte-based Cardinal is the state's largest, managing Medicaid-funded disability and drug treatment services for 20 counties. Cardinal has had an interim CFO since October 17th. That's the same day Cardinal's board slashed its CEO's pay by 2/3 to meet state requirements. The CEO had been making $617,000. For WFAE News, I'm Alex Olgan in Charlotte.